Okay, so I might make my next guest hit his best in my feelings challenge. All right, this is BHL's Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Next.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
This is a good one. This is a good one to come into.
It's the best one.
You know what? I might have to give it to you.
Yeah.
Because I am a Kendrick Lamar fan. I feel like, you know. Yes, Lights.
Okay.
And you know he's doing his acting thing. I just saw him.
Oh, he killed it.
On Power.
Yeah, he killed it.
Okay. Laces, the crackhead.
He killed it.
Come through. K-Dot with the acting.
Killed it.
I can't believe it. It was really good. Shout out to him. Guys, this is BHL's Next. I'm your host, Raylan T. And we have Mr. Tremaine Norris in studio with us today. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, pleasure.
So
pleasure
excited. To be here. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I have to do it for my ladies right now. Like, the ladies have to know. I have to get right to it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Chocolate City.
Chocolate City.
Chocolate City. Guys, if you guys don't know about Chocolate City, just think Magic Mike, but, like, take all those dancers out and replace them with, like, hot, sexy black men.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah. Chocolate City was a very... It's a web series, if you guys don't know about it. But it was a very good experience.
Yeah.
We started, I'd say 2012. It was a play first.
You're kidding.
That started off as a play, then it transitioned to a web series. And I played one of the lead characters, Matthew Solomon, one of the three Solomon brothers. He is in the Army. He's getting out. Actually, still in the Army. He's dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. Mm-hmm. And he has a wife, two kids. And it's a lot of drama. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good experience. I think we're actually winding that series down and the creator is actually starting a new one. So yeah. But that was a good experience. That was like my initial start into acting was with
really?
Chocolate City. Yeah.
Was it intimidating at all trying to be this like sex symbol?
Sex symbol. Well, no, because on a daily basis in real life, that is my
That's
life.
You all day.
You
okay.
Me? Yeah, so it was an easy transition to the sex symbol of Matthew Solomon. So it was. I mean, it's an acting role. I mean, any role you take on, you know, you study the lines, study the character, get the background, and just really give your all to make the character believable. So that's what I did. So.
And speaking of study, not only are you an actor, you were a lawyer. That has like a lot of studying. So how do you take that passion and then go head first with acting?
Well, it was pretty... Let's talk about being a lawyer. Well, let's back up. Like, when I was a kid, I was a nerd. Like, I was really into
in the books.
School books. I was good at math. I loved math. And oddly enough, I did engineering undergrad, and then that, for whatever reason, I wanted to become a lawyer after that. But being a lawyer, it makes you think differently. It makes you think outside the box. It makes you think about issues from all different angles, and it makes you think about all different perspectives.
Which acting is the same,
yeah,
right?
It's an easy transition.
Yeah.
And being a lawyer is very theatrical. In court, for example, you got to be persuasive when you're trying to talk to the jury. They buy into your side of things. And you got to be theatrical. If you're just up there being monotone, you're going to like put people to sleep. So being a lawyer is very theatrical and it's a natural progression into acting.
That's cool.
People want to know that when it's expected. But yeah. Yeah, it
That's
is.
Awesome. Have you ever thought about going and taking what you've actually learned in the courtroom on screen and becoming like a lawyer on
I would love to play a lawyer.
Really?
On television or in a film. I would love it. It would be easy for me because, of course, I've been a lawyer for 10 years. I would love to. I'd love to have the opportunity. And I'm actually kind of working on it. I have my own little pilot that I'm working on that
what?
Is loosely based on myself as a lawyer. It's a comedy. So
that's
we're
interesting.
In
usually you see,
phase.
You know, law and you see it as being drama and serious.
Oh, it's
so
a comedy.
Put in comedy, this is
I'm a silly guy, so it has to be a comedy. It will be some dramatic portions of the show that I create, but the core of it will be funny.
and drama. Now, this independent series, Anacostia, this was created by Anthony Anderson.
Not Blackish Anthony.
Yes, okay. No.
Not him. Another Anthony Anderson. Who
let's not get it confused. Yes. Yeah. But this is an independent series that has won so many ISAs, as well as a 2015 nomination for a Daytime Emmy. What is this project about? Let us know, because people can go right now on YouTube and binge watch this series.
Go
five seasons, too.
Go see it. It is probably by far one of the best projects I've ever been a part of. Like you said, we are Emmy Award winning. One of our actresses won an award, Emmy, for her role. But we've been going on for five seasons now. Started almost 9 years ago.
And in 2009.
Yeah. And I started in season four. But it's like it's a soap opera. It's, you know, evil twin brothers and people dying and coming back from the dead and slap fights and, you know, murder and sex and all that stuff. But it's Anthony Anderson is a true visionary. He is a phenomenal writer, director, and he comes up with these storylines that just pull people in, pull the viewers in. And I don't know how he thinks of what he thinks of. The storylines are just crazy and interesting. And starting September 3rd, you'll be able to view it on Amazon Prime.
What?
We are transitioning to Amazon. Yeah. So
this is
September
awesome.
3rd. September 3rd.
Anacostia. So season four, we can see you. So let us know. I saw a little bit of season five, like the finale.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But tell us a little bit about Carlos.
Carlos.
He seems like...
He's an interesting character, to say the least. Man, he starts off very unassuming, but I guess it's already out. I can give a storyline a little bit away, but he has a sexual addiction, which is very broad. Let's say that. It's a broad sexual addiction, and he's a bad guy. He turns out to be a son of a gun. And he creates havoc and does some bad things, say that, and hurts some people. And you got to watch the rest. Okay, go watch the show and figure out what happens. But he's a bad guy. He starts off very unassuming, but he's terrible.
Well, congratulations, because this bad guy won you an ISA for Best Guest Actor in a Drama.
Yes, 2017.
What was that like? Yeah,
that
last
was,
year.
Man.
So and you were nominated this year as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This year I was nominated again. That is a true honor, because, I mean, you have a lot of well-established actors from daytime drama TV, such as General Hospital. A lot of the daytime people have transitioned to digital series.
Yes.
And to be nominated against those type of caliber actors and to win last year or 2017 was a true honor. I mean, it was very unexpected. I went up there. I didn't have a speech prepared or anything. I just winged it because I didn't think I was going to win. I was going up against some pretty notable actors. But I did win, and it was a true honor. And, man, I don't know what else to say. I'm getting emotional right now thinking about it. But yeah, it was a great experience. I hope to get some more nominations going in the future. So we'll see. But it was truly amazing and unexpected.
What kind of roles do you see yourself doing in the future? Or do you want to see yourself doing?
Yeah, I want to play... I want to be like the black Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy takes on...
That's interesting. We don't have any of those in Black Entertainment.
We have none. We have very... you know, we've been put in a box, and I want to kind of break this box. There's a stereotype that, you know, black men can only play certain roles, tough guys, but I want to play guys that are methodical, deep-thinking, conniving, just very cerebral type of guys. Tom Hardy plays some of the most interesting characters, him and Johnny Depp. The most interesting out-of-the-box type of characters I've ever seen. And I want to be that, create that kind of lane for myself as an African-American man that we haven't seen before. So I would like those types of roles. Any type of role that you would cast Tom Hardy in, I want that role too.
Would you say, who would be your influences, or what made you want to be like, you know what, acting is something that I want to do?
That is a really interesting question. It was no one particular person. It was really, I felt like it was a sign from a higher power to tell me to do this, because I'd say like my mid 20s to my late 20s, I would hear from random people that, hey, you should try acting, you should try acting. You have a look, you have, you're silly, you're funny, you should try, you should try. It was just like, I would hear all the damn time. I was like, what's going on here? While I was a lawyer. And I really took it as a sign that maybe this is something I should try. I've always been a fan of television and film. And I always think, I could do that if I really tried. And so I took an acting class, an introduction to acting class in 2011, and just fell in love. Really? Fell in love. I mean, I always loved certain actors like Denzel Washington, Samuel L. Jackson, but they weren't the catalyst for me to want to get into acting. It was really just really hearing it from random people all the time and thinking maybe this is a sign from, you know, God or something, that the universe telling me this is something you should be doing. So I took it as that. And like I said, took a class and fell in love. And early into 2011, 2012, I started auditioning. And one of the first big things I got was this Adidas commercial, national Adidas commercial.
Wow.
And I was like kind of the star of the commercial. And for the weekend, I felt like I made it. Like, this is it. This is what I'm doing. I mean, they catered to me like I was a superstar for, mm-hmm. you know, 2 days. And I was like, I got to figure out a way to do this full time because this feels fun. This is fun.
Yeah,
this is what I should be doing. So I stuck it out at the law firm, trying to juggle both careers at the same time. Eventually, it came too much. And I kind of fell out of love as being a lawyer at a big major law firm. And I was like, you know, now's the time. If I'm going to do this, be an actor, do it full time, now's the time.
Yeah.
I'm still young, still got a lot of energy, still got, you know, a lot to show people what I can do. Let's do it.
Yeah. Any advice to people who might be in a situation where they feel as though, okay, this is what I thought I wanted to do, but I kind of want to set my eyes on something else. Like, what obstacles did you have to face in making that decision to do acting full time?
Just believing in yourself. That's the biggest obstacle. It's not, a lot of times we think, you know, it's crazy to think that society forces an 18-year-old to figure out what he wants to do right then and there, and you have to pick a major, and you got to follow that major, and that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
At 18, really? That's a joke.
Yeah.
But you got to be courageous enough or brave enough to know that it doesn't matter how old you are. Anytime, if you want to switch your career and do something that you really want to do, maybe your current situation, job, career isn't what isn't fulfilling, isn't fun, isn't what you really want to do. It's never too late to pursue your passion. It's never too late to figure out what your passion is. I know a lot of people, I talk to people, friends, or people that are younger than me, and they're like, and I ask them, so, you know, what do you see yourself in 5 years? What do you want to do? They're like, I don't know. And I want to tell them, or I do tell them, it's like, it's fine. It's not a big deal if you don't know, coming out of college, what you want to do. It's okay, you'll figure it out. I didn't know coming out of high school that I was going to go to law school. I didn't know while being a lawyer, a young lawyer, that I was going to get into acting at that time. It's just something I fell into. And it's never too late to start. It's never too late to stop learning. I mean, you never stop learning. You never stop growing. And if you truly want to do something and it's something that really moves you, motivates you to if it's your passion and it's something you want to do, just do it. Only person that's going to hold you back is yourself.
That's awesome. That's well put.
Yeah.
That's well put.
Seriously.
You better preach on this Sunday, Tremaine.
I think I will.
Okay. I like that. Well, guys, you know what? Tremaine's not only my guest, he's going to be my co-host.
Uh-oh.
As we dive in to these hot topics. Now, Quincy Jones is going to have a documentary released on Netflix. You can look out for that September 21st. And I'm really excited about this project.
I hope he starts dishing like he was a couple months ago.
You need some tea?
He was like talking about
what was he
Richard
saying
Pryor.
What? And,
you don't remember?
This was a couple months ago?
Yes.
Oh, I need to know this tea.
Oh,
spill the tea,
God.
Tremaine. What's going on?
It's already
on?
Been spilled. You can Google this. I don't want to rehash
okay.
Stuff,
but it's some tea.
Oh, man.
Okay,
he was
so
talking
Google
about
it.
Some very, you know, famous people. Because, I mean, he's Quincy Jones. He's been running Hollywood circles for decades now. So he knows a lot of people. But he was dishing on some notable people.
Well, we need.
I don't want
to.
You know,
I need to know. I need to have this tea in the documentary.
I don't want
to
respill.
Yeah,
anything,
don't respill the tea. We have to go figure it out ourselves. We got to go pour it ourselves and just sit back and sip.
Outside of that, I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan of Quincy Jones. His music. I remember Q's Juke Joint, that album, when I was in high school or middle school, and I love that album. But he's a phenomenal producer, and just what he does is just phenomenal. And he has, his daughters are cool.
I know, and that's where Rashida Jones.
Yeah, she produced this, right?
Yeah, she did. She wanted to let people know about her father and, you know, his legacy and who he's worked with. He's produced Michael Jackson's best-selling album, Thriller.
Yeah.
And help even culture and nurture, the careers of Oprah and Will Smith.
Yeah.
And so many things this man has done, and he's still living, so we need to know his story. So I'm excited.
Hey, I can't wait.
Netflix, thank you.
I love Netflix.
I know.
Love Netflix. That's the only subscription I have right now.
Really?
I don't have cable. I have
Who
Netflix.
Who needs cable right now, you know?
Yeah,
you can,
suffering.
Streaming is just...
They're taking over.
What, is there a Netflix show you like right now?
There's too many.
Too many? Name me one that you're watching right now.
Oh, I just got finished watching Godless. It's a Western show about... it's good. I'll just say
Godless.
It's good.
Okay.
What's the other one with Logan?
Oh, Dear White People?
Dear White People.
That's a great one.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Very good show. But there's so many. House of Cards, Black Mirror, for those who like... sci-fi. Oh my gosh,
I love Black Mirror.
Peaky Blinders, another show that Tom Hardy's on. There's so many. I can go on and on about Netflix shows.
Okay, I love Netflix.
I love them.
So yeah, maybe like after we can tweet out your Netflix recommendations. So
I have a list
can...
on my phone.
So. You do?
Oh, I keep a list.
Oh, we're gonna tweet this out after the show. Go to Black Hollywood Live Twitter, and we'll have Tremaine Norris's list
of
Netflix shows that you need to be watching.
Or HBO show. I love HBO shows too.
HBO.
Insecure.
Oh yes.
Game of Thrones is my favorite show.
Okay,
of all time.
Everybody's talking about Game of Thrones, and they're telling me that I need to catch up. And
I gotta go.
Look, you
haven't watched Game of Thrones?
No.
We're done. We're done here. No, what?
I know. I feel really bad. Everybody keeps telling me about this. Like, every time I have a guest, they're like, Game of Thrones.
Wow.
And I'm like...
Get with it.
I have to. Are they back? Are they back on air?
No, not till next year.
Next year?
Yeah.
Okay, so I do...
Yeah, plenty of time.
Oh, I have time to binge.
Oh, yeah.
But how many seasons?
Eight.
10
episodes each season. You're good.
Whoa.
That's going to take some time. But
it's going to take some time.
I think you can do it.
Like, some all-nighters.
I believe in you.
Okay,
you can do it.
Game
do
of
it.
Thrones. It's my next. It's
do
my
it.
Next binge watch,
Please.
Guys. Said Tremaine himself.
Breaking Bad. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
No,
oh,
I didn't.
God. No, we're done.
We're done.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad.
Let's go. We're done. Right?
No. Okay.
Come on.
Breaking Bad. I have to watch Breaking Bad.
Oh.
But you know what? I binge watch shows after they're on air.
Okay.
Like some of them. Most of the time, I do. So I feel like I can binge watch those.
Those two.
It's
them.
A lot of binge watching.
It's
but
one of the top two shows of all time.
Breaking Bad. Yeah, you're really into all the shows.
I'm a fan of TV, more so than film.
Really,
I love series. I love because it's hard to encapsulate a full story, I think, in 2 hours.
2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Hour and a half. I want to see more. I usually want to see more. I want to see how they develop. I want to see the highs and lows. Multiple times, I want to see the flaws. You can't really almost do all that in 30 minutes. Or 90 minutes. It's really hard.
Very true.
So I want to go through a roller coaster ride.
Okay. So these are my homework, guys. Breaking Bad
and
Game of Thrones. And if you haven't seen these series, then it's your homework too. Okay.
Yes, please.
Goes
Let's go.
Without saying. All right. And our next topic, Drake dropped this music video this week, In My Feelings.
Okay.
It's a good one. I don't know. It already has 36 million views on YouTube.
Good for him. I haven't seen it, to be
honest. Okay.
I know, Felicia Rashad's in it.
Lala. She's Keisha.
It.
She's Kiki.
She's Kiki. Okay. Okay, that makes sense. I see that.
She's the Kiki.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And
it takes place in New Orleans. Yeah, Shiggy Show's in it.
He's in it. Okay.
Yes.
He's the one that made that song so popular.
Yes, with the dance.
Yeah,
he did the
started.
In My Feelings challenge.
Yeah,
so it's
started.
Only right that he's featured in this video.
Yeah, but I haven't seen the whole thing. I haven't seen it at all. So.
Okay,
I
have a little snippet of it, guys.
Okay, let's see.
And it's a really good watch. Let's see, can we pull up this video for this In My Feelings by Drake? I love all his videos too.
What? I'm saying, girl, what's up? Like, I've been texting you all day. You've been ignoring me. You hear me? Like, I'm trying to come to you like a man. I'm out here. You see me?
You ain't trying to come to me like a man. And you too old to be on somebody's front lawn acting like this.
I'll tell you what, though. You look good right now, though. I would have took you out tonight, too, to see a movie or something like that, you know?
Whatever.
I'm trying to tell you, look, I love you, girl. For real.
You don't love me.
Yeah, I love you.
If you love me, then you make them other girls in your phone disappear.
Okay, so what you want me to do? What you want? What, you want my passcode? You want my phone? Tell me what you want. I'll do anything you want. I promise, girl.
Hello?
Ma!
I want you to get your Jordans off my walkway. Ma. That's what I want. You yes, be ma'am. Quiet, Missy, and get yourself away from that window. This is not a Taye Diggs movie, sir. You a grown man. Carry your ass on home now.
Okay, you want me to leave?
I want you to leave. And don't forget to go when you leave.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm saying, look, tomorrow night, I'm doing something, same spot we always at. I want to see you there. That's all I'm saying.
Now, I know the whole neighborhood heard me, so you had to have heard me, too.
I was looking for my contact.
Excuse me.
No, I can't see out of one eye. That's why I'm going, though.
Good night, sir.
Huh? I'm blind as a bat.
I'm looking at you.
Nah, yes, ma'am. I'm looking at you, too, out of one eye, though. You look great still.
Why don't you go to your mama's house and make all that racket?
Trap. Trap money, penny. Got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Yep. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. The new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta.
What do you think? You like it?
Like that twerking?
Yeah.
Going on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like that twerking they're doing in that video.
Guys.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
That's the In My Feelings video by Drake. Clearly, we have a fan.
Any twerking, I'm a fan. I love some twerking. But yeah, I love me some Felicia Rashad too, man. She's
oh yeah, she's still gorgeous.
Claire Huxtable.
Yeah. Ooh. Amazing. Man.
Claire Huxtable. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're still on? We're on? Okay, I'm sorry.
We're here. So you feeling the video? Have you done an In My Feelings challenge?
No, I haven't.
No?
Are you
one of those who just like to sit back and watch
man,
or not?
I'm a G, man. I ain't doing all that dancing.
Just a little two step for
man.
You, right?
Come on, Joe.
Okay.
On, man.
Okay.
Man, I ain't doing that. I'm too hard for that. Come on, man. I ain't doing it. What's wrong with you? I'm a J.
Too cool to dance.
Man,
okay, he just
cool
gonna two-step. He just gonna... No two-step either?
Man, come on, man.
Okay.
I'm just gonna stand there. And if y'all want... A girl wanna come dance with me, she wanna come dance with me. I ain't doing nothing. Okay?
Who do we have here right now?
I ain't doing nothing.
Nothing?
No.
Dang.
I ain't... Two step and one step. I'm standing.
No,
there.
Even one step.
I'm
wow.
gonna drink my drink, and somebody wanna dance. I mean, come on, but I ain't doing no work.
Nope.
You gonna do all the work. I ain't doing nothing.
Dang, nothing.
Nothing.
Not at 1%. Just like a little, like all some right, no, like do, shoulders.
I might do a little something.
Okay, like that. That's hey, yeah. That, okay, that, I like that. I like it.
Why you so crazy, man? Just rubbing off on me. You need
is
chill.
It? Okay, okay, yeah. okay, okay.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know. I feel like maybe In My Feelings Challenge on your Instagram might...
Maybe.
It might be the next move.
I think I'm kind of late, though, if I haven't done it by now.
No, I feel... No, it's never too late.
Really?
No.
You think so?
No.
Okay.
I mean, if I can still see it on my Explore page, like, you
really?
Can... You can just be, yeah.
Okay, I think it's
you
too
could
late.
Just, you know,
it's slide like trying to do the Running Man challenge at this point.
Well, me, I personally always catch on to dances really late.
Really?
Like, yeah, like a year late. It's just because, like, I have to practice. Like, I have to get it down.
You don't want to embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like, I finally came up to my friends. I will never forget, like, when Soulja Boy came out, like, a year later, I was like, guys,
yeah.
guys. Like, we jerking now. Like, nobody even hitting the Soulja Boy. I was like, oh, okay. So
that's
I'm always
funny.
Late to the party.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, if I can
okay,
do it, then
well,
yeah.
I'll go home and work on it and see if I can come up with something good that hasn't been done before.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Good idea. Yeah.
So, So what can we look out for you for, like, an upcoming projects besides the one that you're working on?
Let's see. I will be on episode of House of Cards.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Coming out. I don't know when it's coming out. Probably this fall.
Yeah.
But there hasn't been any announcements or anything.
So this is big. You love the show.
I love it. It's pretty dream come true to land a role on a show that I love.
How much did you, like...
I was like...
Fan out. Like, yeah. Oh my God, I'm about to be on House of Cards.
Yeah, it was very cool, man.
Were you caught up on, like, all this, the entire, like, season, too?
Of course. You kidding me? Yes. I love that show.
Oh my God.
The show is phenomenal. The acting, the storylines, the writing... It's really good. It's really just grounded in what feels like truth, like real stuff.
Yeah.
It's not like overly done. The acting is very subtle, but real and convincing. It's a great show.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations. Yeah. So that's this fall.
What else? There's a film called Deadly Sexy that is based off a novel written by Beverly Jenkins. Beverly Jenkins is one of the top, if not the top, African-American female romance novelist in the country.
Whoa.
And she's starting to turn her books, her novels, into films. And the first one off the list is called Deadly Sexy. It stars myself, Travis Cure, who's like one of the top IG guys out there. You look him up. He's like 200,000 followers. He's in it. He stars in it too. But it's just, it's a romance novel between his character, Travis's character, and, the female lead character. And I'm like the bad guy.
Of course.
I always play the bad guy. I'm good at the bad guy.
You are, but you don't seem like a bad guy. So that's good. That means you're a good actor. You're full.
I'm very sweet.
So sweet.
Yeah.
An angel, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. The core of me is very, sweet. But I like playing bad guy. They're more interesting for me to play, I think.
And you can challenge yourself.
Yeah, they have a lot of flaws and layers to them. So, like, no one's bad for a specific, for no reason. It's like, there's something that drives a bad person to be bad. And it's fun exploring that and figuring out why that is and kind of layering that in to the character. Like this thing, let's take the movie The Dark Knight, right?
Oh, with
Christian Bale playing Batman and Heath Ledger playing the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
The Joker is by far a more interesting character. Bruce Wayne is rich.
Yeah.
Right? You know, he has money. Oh, he's boring. There's nothing wrong with him. You know, he's an orphan. Okay. But, you know, we sympathize with that. So he's not a flawed character like the Joker, who is more interesting because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just villains in general, it's the same case. For the most part, there's like some issues that they're dealing with or some issues that led them to be bad. And it's fun and interesting to kind of work that into developing a character and bring that out when you play a character.
Do you have a favorite villain? Is it the Joker?
I think that is probably by far my favorite performance
really?
Of any villain I've seen on screen would be Heath Ledger playing the Joker.
That was amazing.
Amazing. I see why he won the Oscar. It was phenomenal. No one else could have done that. No one could recreate that. No one.
Absolutely.
No matter how hard you try. No. Can't do it.
Well, Tremaine, this was so much fun having you as my guest and my host as we dive into these hot topics. But we'll definitely keep an eye out for all the projects that you have coming up.
Yes.
But before you go, people want to follow you and, you know,
know
when these things drop. So let people know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Instagram at Tremaine. That's TREMAYNE Norris, NORRIS on Instagram. Twitter, but I don't really tweet. I'm more an Instagram guy. I have Facebook, but I don't really use that. I think Facebook's kind of, I don't want to
It's just there.
It's there. It's like for, you know, your moms and your dads to kind of feel like, oh, we're doing something on social network. We're doing something. Like, but no one really uses Facebook anymore.
It's
really Instagram. So Tremaine Norris is my Instagram handle page, whatever. Follow me there. That's where I post most of my stuff, my pictures, videos,
all the news
stuff.
Regarding
all the news,
Tremaine
everything.
Norris there.
Instagram. That's it. Yes.
Guys, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Tarrant, and you can follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online. I will see you guys next Sunday. Bye.
See ya.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.